Hello, Force Chatter listeners. This is Lou, and I'm here with Tim. Tim, how are you?
Hey, good, Lou.
We are fresh off the first day of Star Wars Celebration Anaheim 2022. We did a little bit of everything today. It was a little bit of a mixed bag, but we had a lot of news. A lot of news happened the first day. So, Tim, how was your first day? What's your first impression of the first day of Celebration?
It was good. You know, Thursday's always nice because it's a little bit laid back. There's not a whole lot going on, but of course, it is also kind of their opening day of the con. So they put out a lot of news on that first day, even though, like, it's not peak attendance. Peak attendance, you know, really hits tomorrow and Saturday. You know, Thursday, sometimes you can kind of take your time and do some stuff, but it was a busy day.
Yeah, well, you know, you were more busy than I was. I kind of lounged around and kind of laid on my butt and just kind of, well, I got a tattoo, so I wasn't doing much roving around. I did see some of the trailers, some of the stuff come over on Instagram, so I got to see some of the news.
Yeah.
So the big thing, of course, was we got the trailer for Andor. I don't know if we have another running time of that right at the moment, but this is a teaser. It's not really a full trailer. It gives us a good idea of what's going to happen. I'm excited about this show in particular. I think it's going to dive into obviously the rebellion quite a bit and in the infancy of it and kind of give us some stuff. So I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll do a full breakdown of this next weekend once all of our hosts are back together and you know, we're kind of back at home in our normal studios. But a lot of fun, some really great imagery. It gives us a sense of what's going on and when things are happening. You know, we see one of the big things that kind of clued me in is that we see stormtroopers, but we also still see clone dropships. So
right,
this
right.
is kind of at that point, like where we were at the end of Bad Batch, where, you know, they're transitioning over from the Republic to the Empire. And, you know, so things are still happening there. And obviously we're seeing repressed populations and that kind of stuff. And so this is kind of this whole they had mentioned that early on in the series, and this is a 12 episode series, right?
That's what we heard the other day. Yeah, 12 yeah. episodes.
That it's going to start off with Cassian Young, and mm-hmm. then we're going to see I presume a time jump. So we're going to see Cassian at maybe, you know, two or three different ages.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be good. We're going to get him as a young man and kind of what set him on his path of where he's going. And hopefully those things will resonate throughout the rest of the series. But I am just excited to learn more about, you know, the process of what happened from where we were to where we end up. So I'm excited about that one.
Yeah.
The next thing we got was we had information about the a new series with Jude Law called Skeleton Crew, I think it was.
Yes.
Right? No video from that yet. We saw a logo for it. And Tim, you had a little bit of information about what the show is about, right?
Yeah, so this is kind of being called the Goonies of Star Wars. it's set somewhere between Return of the Jedi and The Mandalorian. It's being directed by John Watts. Folks know John Watts from Spider-Man. So this is basically four kids lost in the galaxy trying to find their way home. Even though it's for kids, John Watts said this is not a kid show. So don't be, you know, expecting something that you're going to be setting your youngest of younglings down to watch. I, you know, would expect this to be just as edgy as Mandalorian or anything else.
Okay, cool.
Because this is, you know, it's set in the grit of Star Wars universe.
Otherwise, no, I haven't dove into all the news from today because, like I said, I was kind of getting my tattoo for most of the time and it was, you know, few things keeping my mind occupied there. But was there anything else earth-shatteringly announced that we had today?
Well, so I'm actually, I was not in on that panel. So I'm relying on the notes that Josh provided to us in Discord. Thank you, Josh. Okay. Let's see. The Kenobi premiere, they are actually showing two episodes of that. So folks who won the lottery for this morning's opening
panel,
they were given wristbands, which will get them into an early showing, which is happening, I think, right now, actually, as we're recording this. We're recording this at just after 6:30 local time. So it's happening right now. They are in a stage somewhere watching the first two episodes of Kenobi.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is fantastic. So the rest of us have to wait until midnight here on the West Coast. And then, you know, obviously 3 a.m. on the East Coast, just like Disney Plus usually does.
Yeah. By the time you guys hear this, you probably already watched Kenobi, so.
Probably, yeah. Let's see. The Ahsoka series is going to be releasing in 2023. Mandalorian Season 3 will also be in 2023. And it's been mentioned that we're going to see Din Djarin going to Mandalore. And Bo-Katan will be a pseudo-villain in the season, which I'm excited about. I actually got to meet Bo-Katan this afternoon. Got a quick photo op with
Katie
Sackhoff.
Nice.
Which was very cool. Let's see. So, actually, he also made a note here about Andor. Andor is set 5 years before Rogue One, so it's concurrent with Rebels Season 1.
Okay.
Clone Troopers are going to appear in Andor in a flashback. So, yeah, so we are straddling that Republic to mm-hmm. Empire mm-hmm. Time period. That's going to premiere August 31st. We also got some stuff on Willow.
That's right.
Which is going to be coming to Disney Plus, some Willow adventures. And Harrison Ford showed to announce the next Indiana Jones movie.
Nice. Yeah, they had Harrison Ford on stage, and I think they also had John Williams on stage too, right?
I don't know.
I thought they were talking about him being on stage too today. So, and today's his 90th birthday, I believe. So.
Oh, wow. Well, happy birthday to John Williams. Did see Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen briefly on the live stage.
Okay.
They were there, obviously, talking about Kenobi and hyping mm-hmm. that up quite a bit. So, you know, they made their rounds today.
Nice. Yeah, I am looking forward to, not looking forward to staying up that late, but yeah, seeing Kenobi tonight. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. We're going to do two episodes of Kenobi at midnight probably here and then get to sleep, and then I want to get up early again to get the exclusives from Hallmark tomorrow, so that'll be a long day for me. But we are looking forward to everything else. We're going to bring another episode like this to you probably tomorrow night when we get done before we head off to the Disney After Dark at Star Wars After Dark at Disney. And whatever news we have tomorrow, we'll bring it to you again, too, in a little quick episode like this. Eric, we appreciate your efforts back home and in the studio there, kind of producing this for us and getting this put together and posted for us, because that'd be fantastic. And, next weekend we're going to have a whole big wrap-up of Celebration, as well as probably the first two episodes of Kenobi, talking about that, third episode out on Thursday. So,
yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening. I hope you guys are, if you're here, hope you're enjoying with us. If you're here, come see us, of course. But we'll talk to you guys in a little bit.